Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include The Parliament Magazine reports on forced organ harvesting in China. I Have No Words art exhibition moves viewers in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Russia, Falun Gong practitioners participate in Pskov City Day Parade. Mexico City, over 600 police officers learn Falun Dafa. Chinese court cases highlight the unlawful nature of the persecution of Falun Gong. And Minghui summer camp in the south of France. Now for the stories. The Parliament Magazine reports on forced organ harvesting in China. An article titled Call for EU to Act on Reports of Forced Organ Harvesting in China by Martin Banks, published in The Parliament Magazine on July 25, 2016, states, experts estimate that up to 100,000 organs are transplanted annually, and the majority of the hearts, livers, and other organs are obtained by executing prisoners of conscience. The magazine is published every 2 weeks to all members of the European Parliament, as well as senior officials in the European Commission and other EU institutions. The article started with the latest research findings regarding China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience, especially Falun Gong practitioners, saying, "The latest call comes in the wake of a damning new report by respected academics that claim China is continuing to illegally harvest organs from millions of its innocent prisoners, despite saying it ended the practice 2 years ago. In all, approximately 1.5 million transplants have taken place at 712 liver and kidney transplant centers across China since 2000, with over 300,000 of those taking place at unregulated centers." The author continued, "At a recent hearing in the European Parliament on organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience, Canadian human rights attorney David Mattis, U.S. investigative journalist Ethan Gutman, and former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific David Kilgore presented the results of an updated new report on forced organ harvesting in China. The 700-page report, entitled Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, An Update, is the result of meticulous examination of official Chinese sources, such as the transplant programs of hundreds of hospitals in China, websites, hospital newsletters, medical papers, doctor profiles, and more. The number of transplants performed in China, estimated to be between 60,000 to 100,000 per year since 2000, are far higher than can be explained by the Chinese authorities." The author mentioned a recent press conference, saying, "Speaking at the recent launch of the report at Brussels Press Club, Gutman said that up to 1.5 million transplants have been carried out in China over the last 16 years. Michel, father of current Belgian Prime Minister and an ALDE member and former EU commissioner, says that due to the severity of the alleged abuse, there is a clear need to organize an international investigation without delay." The article concluded with the words of the Belgian Prime Minister's father, stating, "The killing of vast numbers of prisoners of conscience so their organs can be sold is a crime against humanity. Europe needs to put this issue at the center of our relationship with China and see that this crime is stopped and the perpetrators brought to justice before we can have a normal relationship with the country."
I Have No Words art exhibition moves viewers in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition is on display at the Raposo Shopping Center in Sao Paulo, Brazil, until August 13, 2016. The 22 works of art, mostly oil paintings, depict the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Leonardo, a city employee, was moved by the emotions conveyed in the paintings. "There is suffering, but apparently no fighting back. That is what I found so interesting." Visitors Gaio and Estavo were both moved when they viewed the artworks. Estavo, with tears in his eyes, said, "I don't understand how man can be so cruel. I have no words, just a lot of anger and sadness." Daniel's son, Navender, said he had heard about Falun Dafa before and was glad that the paintings were being exhibited at the Raposo Center. He said, "The exhibition tells about the suffering of the families and everything else. I thought it was very interesting." Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a cultivation practice of the Buddha school based on truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Jinshan Ren in Chinese. Since 1999, it has been brutally persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. Practitioners are systematically arrested, tortured, and even killed for refusing to renounce their faith.
Russia. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Peskov City Day Parade. Falun Gong practitioners in Russia participated in the City Day Parade in Peskov, a town of 200,000 people, 160 miles southwest of St. Petersburg. It is one of Russia's most ancient settlements, dating back over 1,000 years. 40 local enterprises and organizations made up the parade. The Falun Gong entry consisted of three sections, the Celestial Maidens, an exercise demonstration, and waist drummers. Practitioners dressed as Celestial Maidens handed out flyers with information about Falun Gong during the parade. After the parade, practitioners demonstrated the exercises on the banks of the Velikala River, played the waist drums, and performed traditional Chinese dances. They also taught children how to fold paper lotus flowers, which are a symbol of purity, and impressed upon them the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Mexico City. Over 600 police officers learned Falun Dafa. More than 600 police officers attended the Falun Dafa workshop in Mexico City on July 18th to 22nd, 2016. Mexico City police assigned to school safety learned the practice and performed the Falun Dafa exercises. The workshop was incorporated as part of the officers' summer training courses. Officer Adrian Garcia said, "I like it very much because it makes me relaxed. It gives me energy." According to information from the Mexico Public Safety Department, bullying has been a serious problem in schools, which is one of the primary reasons for suicide among young people. The Falun Dafa practice will not only help police officers prepare for their duty, but the principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance will also help them to impart values among students and prevent crimes in those areas. The connection between Falun Dafa and police forces started with the group exercises at Alameda Central, a public park in downtown Mexico City, where practitioners hold group exercises and meditation and tell passers-by about the 17-year-long suppression in China. After one police commissioner saw the peaceful meditation and heard about the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he invited practitioners to help incorporate the exercises into the summer training program.
Chinese court cases highlight the unlawful nature of the persecution of Falun Gong. During the 17-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China, many practitioners in Tianjin, Beijing's largest nearby neighbor, have been arrested for their belief. The following are two cases from earlier this year illustrating how innocent practitioners are arrested, detained, and tried for no reason. Technical expert imprisoned for belief. Li Wen had the highest GPA in his class when he graduated from the renowned Tsinghua University with a degree in mechanical engineering in 1991. He was employed as a lead engineer at a factory that manufactures glass products and television parts. He holds a number of patents and has garnered many awards from his company. Mr. Li and his wife were arrested in July 2001 for practicing Falun Gong. He was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment and held in Tianjin prison. The management at his company sought his release, but officials rejected their requests. Company representatives were forced to visit Mr. Li in prison to get technical assistance. In July 2015, Mr. Li was again arrested, this time while at home. He was put on trial in Hechi District Court on March 28th, and his attorney pleaded not guilty. The lawyer said during the trial, at least 100 lawyers in more than 1,000 court trials have pointed out the suppression of Falun Gong had no legal basis. Article 300 of Chinese criminal law has been abused to frame Falun Gong practitioners. Defense attorney detained. Ninghe County Court tried Mo Weichu in December 2015, and her husband, Li Guangyan, chose to defend her. But the judge did not allow Mr. Li to speak, other than answering yes or no when the judge asked questions. The trial lasted half an hour. Mr. Li asked the judge if the five computers found in Ms. Mo's home could be presented as material evidence, but the court dismissed his request and said Ms. Mo would be sentenced to a 3 to 6 year prison term. The judge asked Ms. Mo's daughter and other relatives to leave the courtroom and then had Mr. Li arrested. He was detained for 29 days.
Mingwei Summer Camp in the south of France. While video games and other addictive cell phone and tablet apps have overwhelmed young people and troubled educators, this is certainly not a concern for the parents of the young Falun Gong practitioners who attended the annual Mingwei Summer Camp in Man, Haute-Garonne, in the south of France. 40 young practitioners and their parents from France and nearby countries attended the summer camp. Various age groups ranging from 3 to 18 enjoyed rich and fun activities. The older kids read Duan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, and the younger kids read the poems by Master Li Hongzhe, the founder of Falun Gong. All of them did the exercises and meditation together every day. Some also learned traditional Chinese dance. At the end of the 10-day camp, the young practitioners held a cultivation experience sharing conference. Nearly all of the kids talked about how they got rid of the attachment to cell phones and tablet games. 13-year-old Gael said in his talk, "Many things hinder our cultivation, such as laziness, the pursuit of comfort, and greediness. Here I would like to talk about one of them, the cell phone. The youngster had received a smartphone on his last birthday. I was excited and couldn't go anywhere without it. I played with it all the time. At school, kids talk about cell phone stuff. I was heavily influenced by that and very much indulged it. However, cultivating Falun Gong made me realize that this is a strong attachment. It is an addiction, wasting my time and somewhat polluting my mind. So I deleted all the games on the phone. I also reduced the time I spent surfing the internet. But after a while, the urge to get back on the internet hit me, and I was addicted to it again. So my parents took away the phone. But I must say thank you to them. They have helped me quit the attachment to internet surfing. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom." To 9-year-old Josephine, video games were also a huge temptation. But when she realized that many bad thoughts emerged from those games and the attachment could get out of control, she decided to quit. "I no longer ask Mom to let me use her phone to play games," she said. The campers also held an activity in Talus and Saint-Girons, wearing T-shirts with the Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The children passed out Falun Gong flyers and handmade paper lotus flowers to passers-by. They also collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. On the last day of the camp, the young practitioners held a talent show. The younger ones sang songs composed by practitioners and recited Master Li's poems that they'd learned at the camp. The older kids gave exquisite dance performances. Aline, a mother of five, thanked the camp organizers for providing such a wonderful experience and an environment to purify children's minds and spirits.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.